Welcome to Afyrim Yerushalmi. We're holding a Chalot Daf Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting that Vav on the base and the two dots. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, "Mishrishu koidim lo'imer o'imer matirun," meaning grain which grew roots before the Oimer came. So then the Oimer is matirut, and you can use it this year. If it had the roots grew only after the Oimer, you have to wait for the next year. So now the Gemara brings a machlokes. What does it mean? When do the roots have to grow? Before you bring the oimer, or before you harvest the oimer, you cut the oimer, the ktsiras oimer, which is the night before. So Rabbi Yehuda says before you bring the oimer, as long as the roots grew before the bringing in the day, it's fine. Rabbi Yehuda says before you do the ktsiras oimer. On my Yehuda, havo materis lavo, ktsiro materis ktsiro. So Rabbi Yehuda explains himself. He says, Havo, so you bring the oimer, allows you to eat the oimer. Because havo is mati havo, means bringing the food to yourself to eat it. And ktsiro allows you to enjoy the ktsiro. Meaning, there's another issue of ktsiro is chodesh. You're not allowed to harvest the new tvuah until the oimer is being harvested. When you harvest the oimer, you can harvest the regular tvuah. But the achilo depends on bringing the oimer, because Hava is compared to the achilo. So that's the svara of Yehuda, that Hashrashub depends when you bring the oimer, not when you harvest the oimer. So the one that was saying, Abiyusi argues, he holds the ktsir materas Hava of ektsir. Harvesting the oimer is matir the Hava and the ktsir. Says the one, the fukain, Abiyusi, and we're using the gius of Abchaim, which is the gius of the Vilna coin, the fukain, Abiyusi, Havibo, Kotzol Rabbi Vinitbo, Chosai Yochid Leisur. Because the basically holds that ktsira is the determining factor, so he had a question. If you did ktsira soimer, and then it became tameh, so retroactively you find out this ktsira did not work, you have to do a new ktsira, do you say that when you're mati everybody to start harvesting, to start eating, do you say that's batel, and you have to go back and wait for the next ktsira to allow everybody to eat? Do you say the isur comes back once it became tameh? This is the opposite gear of what we said before. Before we said that B'yoisi is the one who's saying to do it before the ktsira. That's the ktsira is the determining factor. And Abiyana says the opposite. Now we're coming to a different gear, so which says that Abiyana is the one who says koidim la ktsira. Abiyasi says koidim lavo. Omer Abiyana milsa the kahana misayali. I have a rayo from the words of Rav Kahana. The kahana omar. What did he say? Meaning the oimer is already bichro, it's already ready to be harvested. While the other parts of the tefuah, whatever it's matir, it's still in the process of growing. Hagatz, think to yourself, afila sovim, afila shosho oimer bo matir. So what is a matir? Even though it's not ready, even though it just grew roots. So you learn from the pasuk, what is the oimer matir? Even if it's not fully ripe, it's only now the beginning of the process. Only the hashrasha started. Only the roots started. So the Gemara v'lo koyim ktsira nekayimin, and this pasuk that says that it talks about bikurim is referring to ktsira. Chaim says it says the chitakri v'loshal pasuk chitakri michas bikurim laHashem, referring to the ktsira. So here is what the pasuk says, that matir hashrasha, that everybody agrees that hashrasha is the determining factor, and it's talking about the time when you harvest. So you see, the harvest is the what's batirat. I have another raya. The Tani, it says, Haminakesh b'shloishasar, someone who pulls out of the ground on the 13th of Nisan, v'nitla shaker b'yadoi, so he's pulling out of the ground the items he does not want, you know, the weeds they have to throw away. By mistake, he took out kelach, he took a piece of stalk that he actually wants, so he wants to replant it. So I raise a shoyslo mukobatino. So go put it in a mukobatino, a place where it's moist, where it's muddy, when it's going to grow the roots very quickly. Here's the one that I'm with base. I've learned mukobagreed, but now in the dry place where it takes much longer to grow roots. Harei yeshkat, so what do you have over here? It's happening on 13th of Nisan. So if you did it on 13th of Nisan, meaning you replanted something on the 13th of Nisan, what do you have? Harei yeshkan shloisho, so the 13th of Nisan, you count that as one day. Then the 14th of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan. Even though you don't have the full 13th because it happened in the middle of the 13th, part of the day is good enough. So I have it 3 days before the Oimer, that's what the Hashrasha needs to be. But the 16th is already too late. Because when do you need to be Hashrasha? Before the night of the 16th. That is like the Shita that says Liktsira is the determining time if it's the Oyim is Matir or not. So the Gemara Rabbeinu says, Milsa Ravino Maseali. Ravino helps me. Tamar Ravino Tipati, he explained that specific bright so Kadomastiso. Like the following bryce, meaning really that if it would be done on the 14th, it would also be okay. Because you have 14, 15, and part of the 16 until the morning. You're good. It's good enough. Because you go by the time of the Avah and not the time of the Ktsira. Hi, so why did the bryce mention the 13th, not the 14th? Because there they have a minhag not to do malach on the 14th. So he can't plant on the 14th. So the last day he can plant is the 13th. But that's only a technical problem. He should he can't plant on the 14th. But if he was planting the 14th, so you have enough days, 14th, 15th, and part of the 16th. Says the Gemara, Aval Gemokov Shinogu Lazar Melocha Barabasar, Loy Betolu Shemer Mechubar. So the Gemara, that doesn't help me. Because when you do a Melocha, even in places you do a Melocha, you only do Melocha in Tolush, things that are cut off the ground. You don't do Melocha with what's connected to the ground. So why is Ravina need to tell me that we talk about a specific place where they don't do malach on the 14th? Nobody does a malach on the 14th when you're dealing with mechubar. So just say that it's any place. So the more ashkatani, we found the brace. There is places where you do malach, tolush and mechubar. So imele, that's why Ravina said, talk about a place where they don't do malach. Because a place where you do malach, you have a solution. If you plant on the 14th, you will have 14, 15, and part of 16. But that's all right, Rabbi Yossi. If you go based on the time of the fall, that's why you have 16. Because if you go with the other Shita, with Rabbi Yoino, so the minute you come to the night of the 16th, that's the time of Ktsira, so you have to already have the roots growing. So that's why you have to have a day before. So according to Rabbi Yoino, you start from the 13th, 13th, 14th, 15th. According to Rabbi Yossi, you go 14, 15, 16, unless you can't do Malach on the 14th. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Dav Zayin.